Something coming faster than any of us can imagine and will change our lives in the most dramatic ways is AI.
And while AI used to sound freaky to me and just something that was going to take over my world, it really would have revolutionized my practice had I stuck around. Many of you know, I got so burnt out from charting. It was the big reason I left medicine because I was frustrated with the EMRs, the clunkiness, and the amount of time it took to learn them. Not only that, but not being able to sit and connect with a patient and look them in the eye, like one-on-one while you're actually interacting with them, the whole reason we went into medicine, not to do paperwork.
Yeah, so that's why May and I have started working with Lindy.ai, which is fascinating. They help you produce the most efficient notes, fully customizable, which is different than some other AI products, so you can do what you do best, which is see patients and let the artificial intelligence scribe do the dirty work for you.
Yeah, not only do you get the perfect patient notes the way you want, written in any format, for whatever specialty you're in, and maybe you're in ophthalmology or vet medicine, it will also create the note, scribe and send the patient follow-up instructions, referral letters, consultation notes. It's amazing. Lindy is offering our listeners a 7-day trial to experience the difference of their AI medical scribe. Go sign up at lindy.ai/bsfree to get started. That is Lindy, lindy.ai/bsfree. Hey everybody, in appreciation of all the love and support you've given us over the years, we're launching a special contest we'd like to call Share Your Thoughts and Win Coffee. Or instead of cocktails with cocktails, I don't know, it's coffee and comments. And we're looking to make this a bit of a celebration, a way to give back to this wonderful community that's been with us through thick and thin. So what's up for grabs? Not one, but 2, 3, maybe more lucky prizes for 2 separate winners. The prize package includes a freshly roasted 12-ounce bag of amazing coffee from Farewell Coffee Roasters, a BS-free MD Yeti to keep your beverages just the right temperature, and a surprise book personally selected from Tim and I. We're really excited to see who will win this fantastic bundle. And to enter, all you need to do is help us out by leaving us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts or your favorite listening platform. That includes Spotify, Rumble, or YouTube. Share your thoughts about our podcast, what you've learned from us, or your favorite moments. For a bonus 5 entries, share this contest on your story and tag us. This will be available in video for you to do on social. And remember, the more friends you tag in separate comments, the more entries you'll get. There's no limits. We're accepting entries until midnight on March 13th, so don't miss out. And we'll announce the winner on our podcast and reach out directly to them, so keep listening. It could be you savoring that delicious Farewell coffee soon. Good luck, and thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being such an amazing part of our journey. And stay tuned, stay healthy, and who knows, the next cup of coffee could be on us.
Finally, a source of raw, real, and honest information on healthcare issues that matter most. Welcome to BS Free MD. From the latest medical information to how to stay sane as a doctor or a patient, no subject is taboo, no BS is allowed. Now, let's welcome your hosts, Drs. May and Tim Hindmarsh.
Well, welcome, 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 everybody, to another BS Free MD Cocktails with Cocktails. We are coming to you indoors this week from our little home studio.
It's a little moist.
If you don't like that word moist,
turn
the volume down. Well, good evening, good afternoon, Gary. And I know Desiree's here because she is the other one of two that is here.
Well, Desiree's here because we pay her to be here.
Anyway.
Oh, she'd be here anyways. Go on.
Well, we welcome everybody that's going to pile on later and watch the replay and listen to it on the drive on Monday when it comes out. And we invite all of you who've never been here before to grab a drink and join us for some silliness. We are, that's for sure. So,
well, we learned a thing. We learned a thing, though. We learned a thing. Our friend from French Canada was here this weekend, and he said that if you don't look in the eye of the person when you're doing the cheers, clinking of the glasses, you get 7 years of bad luck.
Yes, so you have to toast your glass.
There.
And see? Look right in each other's eyes, and you have to do that bugging your eyes out thing like.
So I'm guessing that a whole bunch of Canadians didn't do that, and they got Justin Trudeau.
Sure did.
A lot more than 7 years, sure bitches.
Yeah, yes. I think it's forever, isn't it? Like Putin? Like, can you vote him out?
You can, but if he keeps having China fixing the elections for him, he could be like his dad. His dad was in like 18 years, I think.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. 18 years.
That's called a total dictatorship right there.
Pretty much.
And now you know why we're here in the U.S., among other things. Okay. Let's tell everybody what we're talking about today on the show.
What are we talking about today?
We have a contest announcement again for you all. If you didn't hear it before, I'm going to go through that. We're giving away some stuff, and it's easy for you to get involved. Number two, we have a big announcement about how big our show is. And number three, Tim's got some ridiculous news.
I do have ridiculous news. I do have ridiculous news.
And where it goes from there in between, who knows? As well as we'll share our cocktail of the week. We hope you all are sipping on something good. I literally was drinking bone broth in coffee right up until a few minutes ago to get my protein
I'll give you a little bone broth.
And let me just say, I don't know if
I put it
in decaf coffee because it is so hideous.
Why do I have no ability to censor myself? Just 13-year-old boy thoughts come into my head and they just go right out of my mouth.
Maybe we need to put some pictures up here of little children. Like maybe Desiree's kids on the screen should be popping up and then you might be able to censor it.
Nope. I believe the children are the future.
All righty. Maybe you need to chill out on the cocktails. I don't know. Anyway. All right.
Before
I get to the contest, and I'm going to start off, we'll get all the housekeeping out of the way, and then you can just start being ridiculous.
I think we need to turn on the ceiling fan. It's a little it's getting hot in here.
Gary wants to know if he can get paid, and you can,
but not by us.
Well, that's not true.
That's the simple answer.
It would require a little bit of skills.
Although if he does enter the contest and wins, in some respects, he would be getting paid.
Absolutely. So I'm going to tell you how you can get paid that way, Gary. And you can send your resume because, you know, looking for people to get us money all the time. There you go. We're looking to get paid too.
Sell sponsorships. Yeah.
All right. I have to say this hit yesterday as Desiree was doing a little research and we were changing some of our online streaming, I don't know, services, the way we process things to look at our numbers. And guess what? In Apple Podcasts, United States of America, this is Apple Podcasts. I don't know if it's all podcasts.
No, I think that's the entire world, including China.
We found out that the BS3MD podcast is ranked number 50 out of the top. Well, this was ranking the top 100.
Medical.
Now there are more medical podcasts. However, they ranked the top 100 and we were number, I thought it was 49. Maybe I'm wrong. Is it 50? 50. Okay. So can you all guess? So of course I looked and I'm like, no bloody way. I can't believe that. So I had to look for myself and this is, yes, all podcasts categorized in medicine within the US.
Not
so
China.
Of course, everybody, can you guess what's number one? Oh,
well, that's,
I'm going to have to give it a few minutes because I know that there's like a
guess
15
what's
minute,
number one in medical, not health and fitness.
So don't tip them off too much because there is health and fitness category. And so a lot of those podcasts you're thinking of do fall into the health and fitness. So of course, my thought was that number one was going to be Andrew Huberman who I really love his
stuff. But he's not a medical doctor.
But he's not a medical.
He's a neuroscientist.
And
that's different.
And it's a health and fitness podcast.
Loser.
So he's not on the list. But number one is the Peter Attia show, Peter Attia Drive. Of course, Dr. Mark Hyman is on there as well. A bunch of people that I've never heard of. The Checkup with Dr. Mike, I do know him. He's at number five. Scrolling right along, RFK Jr. is number 11.
That's interesting that they put him in a medical podcast.
I know, right?
Yeah, I mean, it should be current events, politics, international affairs. The guy kind of knows a little bit about absolutely 100% everything in the entire world. But what got me?
Really good ones. Peter McCullough is with his show, The McCullough Report, is number 26. The JAMA Clinical Reviews is 28.
No, that I'll take that as a win. We are right in between Peter McCullough and Peter Attia. Like, you know.
No, we're not in between.
No, I mean, Peter McCullough is right in between us and Peter Attia. That says a lot.
Oh, yes.
And the New England Journal of Medicine, you might have heard of it. It's a little rag out of Boston, is number 44.
Right?
I want to pass those guys.
So, it shows us moving right up. The arrow is, which is, I guess we moved up seven spots. We are now at number 50. So, that's pretty exciting. That's because of you all watching, commenting, going on our social posts, sharing, downloading.
Or as Gary says, we are his favorite, and apparently he only listens to us, so his least favorite as well, podcast.
There you go. Anyway, I'm curious if you do all listen to other medical podcasts, but you do listen to. So my thinking is that we need to get on these other shows so that, you know, we can expand our horizons. That's right. Climb the ladder.
Climb the ladder.
The goal would be to, you know, the goal has been to get on Peter McCullough's show, The McCullough Report, since he's been on ours so many times. So maybe, I don't know, we can drop a hint again. Anyway. All right. So that was worthy of celebrating after Tim's stressful day.
Oh, let's do it again.
The office. We didn't clink the glasses, though.
Uh-oh.
Side effect. Your glass is plastic. What is that?
I know. All right. Cheating.
Well, how you could help us climb the ranks is to get involved in our contest. So we are doing a giveaway. We're partnering with Farewell Coffee, and we are giving away coffee as well as our BS Free MD Yeti mug, which I will pull out here in a moment and show you. And a great read from one of our podcast guests that have been on. We've had Brant Hansen. We've had Dr. Ben Rawl. He's got some good stuff.
You know,
maybe you need some hormone secrets from Robert Yoho. I don't know. If you.
Again, spelt HORMONE secrets, not WHOR-MOAN. Those would be different hormone secrets.
And if you want to go to sleep, it's a very good book, but it's very long. The Real Anthony Fauci is a good read too. But anyway,
the Wuhan cover up.
Although
we have not had RFK directly,
but we had Skyhorse Publishing and Sophia Karstens.
Yes.
Who?
By the way,
she wrote the book.
Well, I think she kind of edited almost all of it. I think we need to have her back on. By the way,
right. So anyway,
she's amazing.
How do you get such fabulous prizes and whatever else I throw in there? Maybe some seashells and some sand. You have to enter by going to your podcast platform, Apple, Spotify, Rumble, or YouTube.
Look at my face.
And
I'm doing my Mitch McConnell impersonation.
Rate our show. We would love a 5-star. But also comment with something uplifting and fun that we can read and share as well.
Or just a word. If you put any word in the comments, it moves it up.
No, because the second part of the contest, part two, is
best comment.
Best comment or most original comment. Now, we've noticed that a lot of you have some strange handles. So please let us know and text. I would text or email us or send us a comment on Facebook or Instagram Messenger to let us know if you commented. If your handle is XYZ100 and your name is really Billy Bob, how we will identify you. So that is one thing we forgot to announce, is that your username handle might not be so easy for us to figure out who it is. So let us know if you enter. Extra points for entering if you go into Instagram or Facebook and tag a friend and share onto your story the advertisement for the contest. So on Facebook and on Instagram, there's a reel there all about it. And all you have to do is share it to your page and tag us, comment, tagging some friends so that they can enter. Numerous entries. And there's some people on there that have got a lot of friends tagged already, and you know who you are, Mama K. So she's got a lot of entries on you guys. All right.
Yeah, but the real Mama K is Steve Torrance's mom.
No, sorry. She's going to argue with you, but she's not listening because I know she's tied up on Wednesday night. So anyway.
Tied up? Like 50 Shades of Mama K?
Well, she has a group meeting.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Please enter. The contest is open from now. It's been going until March 13th, midnight Pacific time. So you have until March 13th to enter. It really helps our show climb the rankings on Apple, Spotify, and Rumble and YouTube push up as well, so that we can be discovered, and it helps us get wider.
Yes.
Spread the
push bias. Push us
and
up.
More sponsors. Push so we us can up. Keep going. Okay.
Push us up like Victoria's Secret in 2016 before the fat chicks. Yes.
Oh boy, you are. Ooh.
Dude, I'm on fire.
You are going to get pushed down with that comment.
Well, it's true. It's true.
Or duct tape.
Men don't want body positivity. They want hot chicks in underwear. Just stating the obvious.
Mark, okay, the comments are great. And Mark says, blow is his word of the day.
Now,
have a good one.
Of blow.
So I'm
tremendous
so sorry
movie.
That your day has blown. All I can say is Wednesday. No. It's hump day. Maybe it didn't go so well for you.
Hump day, blow day, whatever. Same shit, different pile.
Oh,
alrighty.
Poor guy. All right. Let's share
some stupid stories.
A stupid story.
Stupid
before
stories.
We get to our grab a cocktail, Mark.
Okay.
And
so
at the story.
First of all, there's a couple things about this story that I'm going to mock mercilessly. Number one, let's just get to the meat, as we shall. SoCal man says scorpion stung him in testicles in bed at Venetian in Las Vegas. Okay. And now he is suing the Venetian for an undisclosed amount of money. How in the hell is that going to work? What kind of retarded lawyer took that case? How are you going to prove it? You can't prove it. Like there's... Is there like chain of custody for scorpion ball stingers in hotels where you like ring up? Oh, yes. By the way, send up the bellboy. I've just got stung on my happy. And they come up and they're like they look at it and they pull it out and they put it in a evidence bag. He could have got stung, you know, at Red Rocks hiking. He could have found the scorpion in his bathroom and put it on his Satchel Paige. He could have done all sorts of things. So this is an idiotic lawsuit. Almost as idiotic, in my humble opinion, as the third grader that wrote the headline. The headline with no punctuation is SoCal man says scorpion stung him in testicles in bed at Venetian. Frickin' hell is that?
No. Listen to this again. It says, SoCal man says scorpion stung him in testicles in bed at Venetian in Las Vegas. That is pretty bad.
That's a run-on sentence.
Right
no, that's
there.
Written. That's written by some non-English speaking AI bot. That's written by the love you long time bot. Call me. The Instagram bots.
Maybe the whole thing's a hoax.
No, it's not. That one's not a hoax. That was multiply sourced from lots of different actual reputable sources.
So let's talk about bad hotels in Vegas, shall we?
Oh.
I shall.
Yes.
I wish we had uploaded that video here.
Oh, in the where I like literally got into the shower.
Oh,
and there
back
was
it up. Wait,
hair.
Back it up. Okay, you weren't in the shower. It was me. Back it up.
I took a shower there.
Well, I was the one that got in first. Let's just say it was my birthday weekend. We were driving to our sons in Arizona, made a stop along the way, and stayed in Vegas. And guess what? I had a free night stay with Hilton because of points we had. So I call up the Hilton and I say, I'd like to use my free night stay. What do you got? Well, things were pretty booked. And so I wanted to be on the Strip. She named some other couple other places off. I'm like, no, what's on the Strip? The Tropicana has a place available. And I'm like, oh, okay. Sounds all right. Of course, I hadn't consulted with Tim, nor did I look online. I'm thinking Tropicana, it's a Hilton property. It's a Hilton property. We own Hilton Timeshare. It's got to be good,
right? It's a Hilton property from when Frank Sinatra was 30.
So we get there and I'm like, oh, this is an older building. We go inside. It's heavily smoke laden. No biggie. It's late at night. We go up the elevator as it gets thicker with smoke. And as we exit onto the floor, I'm like, oh my gosh, it looks like this hallway flooded because the carpet is so dirty and the dirt is rising up the sides of the walls. It was
just flooded
disgustingly
with bodily
dirt
fluids
all the way. The wallpaper is peeling and dirty. I think it hadn't been redecorated in the last 30 years or so.
Because what happens in Vegas stains the carpet.
So it was pretty bad. So I go in the room. I'm like, I'm tired. I think it was probably midnight at that point. We open the door and I'm like, oh my goodness. The carpet looked like someone had literally taken a cookie cutter and of massive proportion and started chunking out pieces of carpet. There was still popcorn on a chair and drink circles on the TV stand. The beds did look clean, although they had a sheet and no blankets. And I remember it was so cold in there. And I was like, I can't believe this place is nasty, but we were too tired to do anything and we went to bed. So lo and behold, I froze all night long and shivered. In the morning, I got up and I'm like, let's just take a shower and get the hell out. So I go in the shower into my stuporous coma, slam the door shut and I run the water and I get in the shower and notice on the left-hand side where the wall is covered in long, dark hair. Like a horror film. And I opened the curtain to yell at Tim to come in to see this. And I realized the door was, I closed the door to the bathroom. And behind where the door was in the corner was clumps of hair. I'm like, frick.
Yeah. Things that make you go.
There was some questionable stuff on the bathroom wall that I think and hope was lotion or hair gel, but I will leave it at that. And it
thankfully,
just went on from there.
We did not bring a black light.
We started drinking early, literally.
And we didn't stop,
I think I have a picture of it. I'll have to look.
We went for breakfast.
And we got the hell out of there.
And then,
this is the icing on the cake. So then I'm like, how much do people pay to stay in this disaster? So what do? I get on Expedia, look it up what it is. It was like a Thursday night. How much is it to stay Thursday night in a hotel there? $35 a night. I'm like, I used a freaking free night stay in a Hilton property for $35 that I could have paid. I was so pissed that I emailed the company and told them how disgusting it was. And they were, apologizing and said that they were, they really didn't say much. They were, remodeling. But we did make a really good video with Elvis, singing in the background.
In the ghetto.
And we'll have to post that.
That'll be
pretty fun. All right.
But do you know what is going to occupy that piece of real estate very shortly? Do you know? Anyone?
Yes, I can guess. There's a big car race going on, so it's got to be something to do with that.
Nope. A baseball stadium.
For real.
Yep. They are crushing the Tropicana, and they're putting a baseball stadium in there for when the Oakland A's become the Las Vegas God knows what's. And it's going to be indoor because you cannot play baseball in Las Vegas in the summer when it's 4,000 degrees. So, and the domed stadium will look like a baseball.
So we've talked about this numerous times, and I know I have some friends that pretty much take like dinner tongs to pull the covers back on a bed in a hotel because they're so freaked out by them, because they say that, yeah, they wash the sheets, but they don't wash the coverlet. Well, there was none in there. But don't you wonder as a doctor sometimes on like taking a black light to a room?
No.
To see?
No, I don't wonder. That's why I drink. So I don't wonder about that. It's like what Jim Gaffigan says.
I can't even imagine.
He goes, you can have a $10,000 mattress and you can leave it in the front of your house and you can't give it away, but you'll rent a used mattress for $300 a night.
It's totally the truth, and it's so sick. I think I'm just going to carry with me one of those. Well, we've got inflatable mattresses now. I think I'm just going to pack one of those suckers in a little carry-on and just have it forever. But, I've got my own little twin-size inflatable. I'll pump it up, and then I'll be forever clean.
But you
got
to admit, it was about 25 years ago when we went to Naples, Florida, and we went to the Ritz-Carlton, where you cannot wear shorts in the lobby. If you are wearing shorts, you are exiting the building to go running, and you're entering it to go to your hotel room. If you sit in the lobby with shorts on,
or
they kick you out,
or a ball cap or a t-shirt.
Yes. Yes.
So you are evicted because
no, that means like my entire wardrobe just bursts into flames. So, but anyways, so we stayed there, and I must admit, I have no idea what kind of like psychedelic spiritual manifestation they put on those beds, but that was one of the most comfortable things I've ever slept in my entire life. And that was 25 years ago.
It was good.
It was great.
You can look it up. You can look up to see what kind of bed hotels have.
Remember there's a woman that was staying that moved in.
Oh yeah.
I think she was single. Her husband passed away. She was elderly. She's like, how much to stay here?
I think it was like
for a year.
It was at 800 grand or something back
no,
then.
No, it wasn't that much.
Are you sure?
I don't think it was that much.
Oh, I thought it was.
And I'm like, yeah, you know, I got to wear shorts in my lobby, dude. It's Florida. I'm sure flip-flops would make them freak out, dude.
Remember, I had a patient, and I think we met someone, too, that lived on a cruise ship. He just kept hopping from one to the
other. That's actually reasonable.
It was cheaper than living at home,
because it's just a one pay, and then all of your expenses go away, like your utilities, your insurance, everything just, you know, especially if you don't have vehicles. So that one you can make. But then you live on a cruise ship. It could be super fun for 2 months, and then it'd be like
I could top out max at a year.
I could not a year.
You could go around the world. You could go.
Well, if it was going around the world, but if it's not going around the world, it's going back and forth to the same place.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'd go everywhere.
I'd have to go to the one that had like absolutely no kids. Like no kids.
Well, that's there are cruise ships that have no kids.
Yeah.
Our friends here on here can comment. Hi, Sue. Sue's joining us. She should just come across
the street
and join us over here. But
Sue, it is a short stagger.
There are cruise ships with no children. I think that Viking might be one of them. And
yes, because they're Vikings. They ate the
children.
No,
they go on a lot of the river cruises, I think.
Viking, Holland America?
Maybe. Let's just say, obviously, Disney would be a living hell. And Carnival is.
I got a job thing in, you know, they spam you for medical jobs for a Disney cruise doctor.
No
yes.
way.
And
why did you say no?
And I wrote them back and I said, can I have a scorpion bite me on the testicles? That would be way better. You can't drink. They randomly drug and alcohol test you. So if you toddle up to the bar when the ship is in port and they test you and you have alcohol, because they can look for alcohol metabolites, they fire you immediately. The mouse fires you. And I'm like, the only way Disney is tolerable if you're kind of three drinks deep.
Sue's got no nosebleeds tonight. Awesome.
Outstanding.
You know what? It would be fun for me.
What are you doing?
I would say no, on the cruise ship would be fun for me, as you know, the passengers accompanying you.
Yeah.
It could work a little bit.
I don't think it works that way. But you have to be an ER doc. You have to have at least 3 years of ER experience, and then you have to have all the ER stuff, like, you know, all the courses. And I'm not an ER doc. And I'm like, perfect. I don't have to take that job. Outstanding. Man, they would have to pay like out the rear for that to be worth it. Anyways.
All right. Well, moving right along from medical nightmares in hotels to cruise ships that we will probably never work on.
Because we're not going on, unless we have grandkids, I'm not going on a Disney anything.
Well, we had friends come to visit us here in Florida, and they went to Disney. All adults, no kids, all four couples. You know who you are. I don't know how you did it.
It's spring break.
I know. Disney, it's spring break, adult trip. Some people are really into Disney.
I get that. But I'm not into anyone else's kids than mine. Sorry. Unless they're adults. All my friends, I love your adult kids.
What do you got for us?
Okay. This story, people have been freaking out about this story, you know, because of the whole groomer thing and whatnot. And I don't think that's what it's about.
You've got a silly spin on it.
I do.
Okay. Well, tell us the
father
story.
Accused of drugging daughter's 12-year-old friends with smoothies laced with benzos. In other words, Valium.
This is
at
accused.
Sleepover. Mom, please pick me up was one of the texts. Because apparently she figured out that she was being drugged with benzos. I don't know. If I went on a sleepover and somebody gave me the mango benzo, you know, smoothie, I'd probably just keep showing up. But that's me.
So tell us about the story.
So somehow
were they really drugged?
They were really drugged. They were really drug tested. They were really positive for benzos. And the guy did it. And he did some kind of creepy stuff. He went downstairs and like put his finger under their noses to make sure they were still alive. But there was no report of any kind of, you know, molestation or other weirdness. And so, and this was in Lake Oswego in Oregon, which is one of the most exclusive suburbs of Portland. And so I'm sitting there and, you know, maybe I'm a bad person. But I'm thinking, have you been to a 12-year-old girl's slumber party? Have you tried to watch a hockey game while that's going on?
Have you been to a 12-year-old girl's slumber party?
No, but I've experienced it because we've had a 12-year-old girl, you know, 14 years ago. And I'm like,
it wasn't too bad. I think the boys were crazier.
Yeah, but you know, whatever. Sometimes you just need some peace and quiet. And if that requires pharmacy and a mango smoothie that tastes delicious.
So you're saying instead of using Benadryl, he was just putting them to sleep with benzos.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't judge. I just look at the story and I say, you know, yes. Should you have done that? No, obviously. It's criminal. I'm not supporting that. But I'm just like, there's just part of it that just makes me laugh. I'm like, you got a house full of 12-year-old girls. It's loud as shit. What are you going to do? Well, obviously drug them. I mean, clearly, there's only one solution. That decision tree has one branch.
Maybe drug he them. Should have taken it and went night-night lights well, out.
Well, of course. Of course, the Zanatini would have been there for the solution. You take out the pimento and the olive, you put the Xanax in, you mix the martini, you crunch down the Xanax, all problems solved for at least the next 8 hours. Everyone's happy and no one goes to jail. But whoopsie, he put it in the mango smoothie.
But that's assuming it was good intentions.
Well, that's true, but there's exactly. And if, you know, any other kind of weird roofie, Bill Cosby, you know, Jell-O pudding stuff, you know, whatever. That's bad. I, you know, come fully against that. But I'm just thinking from my own, like, you know, we tend to take these stories and internalize them into like what we would be thinking. And I would have no ill intent to my daughter's 12-year-old friends. But I would be thinking, it's kind of noisy. And if they're all sleeping now, you know, I could watch hockey in peace and quiet. Is that too much to ask? Is it really?
I'm thinking about it. Yeah, it's too much to ask.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. What are you drinking?
Well, we did have fun at the Coopersock Winery over the weekend, where we happened to be members and did our little wine tasting and got some amazing Pinot Noir. I don't have the bottle. So, cheers, Pinot Noir, Coopersock.
Yes, hashtag Coopersock. What a brilliant business idea. They harvest grapes, import grapes, from all over these United States, and then they produce the wine in Indiana.
Illinois.
Wherever Chicago is. Illinois, Indiana, same shit, different pile. Just different accents. And one has a great speedway, and the other one has, you know, a basketball team that used to win and a football team that kind of never did. Anyways, and a hockey team that used to was really good of, you know, recent memory. But anyway, so yes, what a great idea. And the food is crazy. It is absolutely amazing. It is a super fun place to hang out. We have met a bunch of people there, and they're all like, let's go out and do really fun things together. And so,
yes,
very impressed.
It's fun. Every time we go meet new people, get information about the area and fun things to do. We got some tips, and we went and saw the manatees this weekend.
We did.
We swimming saw in the water along with some sharks.
And, sharks and manatees.
What a combo.
Little sharks, giant manatees.
Yeah.
Like manatees are like, what's the deal with that thing? Like they're a mammal.
It's like an aquatic sloth. I think they're so cool.
Yes. Yeah, but they live almost nowhere but here. That's what's so crazy about that. I saw a gator today, by the way. When I was riding my bike, I saw a gator when I was.
Good for you. It's Florida after all.
It was just sitting there doing gator stuff.
And maybe if you do this on the screen, it'll pop up as a gator snapping. No, I don't know why that. Why
it's
Apple
super random.
Has to do these new bubbles and things on
the televised. I don't know. Anyways, that's besides the point.
So what are you drinking, sir?
I'm drinking.
May I ask?
I'm drinking.
What's the cocktail of
scotch.
The day for you?
Drinking scotch. It's called.
Show and tell, please.
The Deacon. And it has a plague doctor on it, which makes me super happy.
Look
because
that.
I have.
Made in Scotland.
Yeah, because it's scotch.
Is all scotch made in Scotland?
You know, I don't want to be ignorant. I actually don't know. Yes, my buddy Mark, who's on here, bought it for me. And I love it. Like the bottle, I think what I'm going to do when I finish this, which will probably be in about 15 minutes, I'm going to just fill it with water and take it to the gym.
I was thinking it'd be a really cool phase.
And pound this back.
It's like copper colored, although it's not the decor here, but it would be steampunky. We can put it in the new garage.
It's super steampunky. It kind of matches my Plague Doctor tattoo.
Kinda.
Which you can't really see, whatever, that we've posted that. And I love the copper kettle vibe. And, you know, a couple sips and I hate people less. So it's perfectly effective in all regards.
What a way to live your life.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I have weaknesses. One or two.
You got any good... anything else for us?
I don't think so. I think we have ridden this horsey as far as it's going to ride, and now the horsey needs to drink. 35 minutes is kind of that's almost a world record.
It would be a world record for you if you end this at 35 minutes. What are your thoughts on Super Tuesday?
Good Lord.
Okay, that's enough.
How to not make friends and influence no one.
Well, that's past. Moving right along. I was just about to say something.
Seriously, if there's proof, if you want to know what I think, if there's proof that we're living in a simulation, it's the rematch of Biden and Trump. Enough said.
Yeah, let's just leave it.
It's like a freaking Marvel It's like Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm waiting for a raccoon that talks and can like fight people to just pop. It's like Trump's going to come out and say, I've been waiting for my VP and it's Rocket the raccoon. He's good. Great raccoon. I love raccoons. They're good. You know, they call them trash pandas. Amazing. Unbelievable. And the eyes. The white, you know, seriously,
I'm waiting
for that. I think
the rest of the world is laughing at us as they have been for the last however long watching all of this. And some people we've met believe that they're not real anyway. They're all what, robots or they're
well,
actors?
Gary's
actors
right. None of this, like, seriously, it is complete. And then the third party candidate who is an actual intellectual and he has the greatest fund of political knowledge I have ever conceived of in my life can't run on the Democratic ticket on the Democratic primary
because he's too normal.
So Biden runs against Marianne Williamson, who is a freaking medium. Like, I don't mean medium like a steak, I mean medium like spirit people shit. And you can't. Yeah.
Oh, didn't
that
guy run?
So now it's going to cost Bobby Kennedy God knows how many millions of dollars just to get on the ballot in every state. Like, this is, I want to see.
Wasn't Deepak Chopra running too at one point?
No.
Think of someone else.
No, you're Vivek Ramaswamy. Different guy.
No.
But honest to God, I should fast and pray. I should fast and pray for Bobby to get on all 50 states. So I want a debate between Biden, Trump, and Bobby Kennedy. Like, honest, seriously, there's not enough popcorn that you could pop to watch that. Like, that is the greatest television show you could ever watch. Can you imagine that?
It would be pretty good.
Like, seriously. The Crypt Keeper, the Orange Man, and the Smart Lawyer. Like, please, Jesus, let this happen. This has to happen. They don't want it to happen.
So what happened to all, like, DeSantis and all that?
Oh, they all dropped out because they realized they're going to get their asses kicked.
Or Gavin Newsom.
Oh, no. Gavin Newsom is coming soon to a theater near you.
Yeah, he just kind of dropped off.
No, he did his little – he's not running. Biden's going to trip in the shower and then they'll bring in Newsom because they don't want Kamala Harris, or it's going to be Michelle Obama. You watch. I guarantee you. They tried to throw Trump in jail. That didn't work. Clearly, it's not going to work. And they thought they could long play this and keep feeding money to Nikki Haley, and then Trump would be in jail or not be able to run, and then Nikki Haley would be the only one left, and she's clearly a deep state whatever. And then
anyway,
I'm telling you, man,
I thought there was some other new age guy running along.
No, there was some other businessman guy.
Anyway, doesn't matter. It will be just, I don't know, flashbacks. Although we have inside information. That guy said that something was going to happen in May.
The Uniparty, and neither has any. Yep, he's right. Agree with Gary. Gary and I started on completely opposite ends of the political spectrum and have met smack dab in the middle. Yes, it's a Uniparty that wants to take all of your rights, fight gigantic wars, and steal your money. Thank you for voting. Vote again. Vote early. Vote often. And that discomfort you feel in the toilet in the morning, yes, is the fist of the man. There you go.
Lovely. All right. Well.
Wow.
What else is on your mind? Truth bomb.
You dropped today. You tempt me. You throw these grenades, and you expect me not to jump on them, and then I do, and that's what you get.
And they love it. You all love it out there.
I hope so.
That's why
we're number 50, not number 51. Number 50. All right.
Truth bomb dropped today. check that out, where Tim goes on a rant again. I'm just going to leave it at that.
What did we rant about? I can't remember. We did it.
You don't even remember.
Oh, man. I know exactly. It's about longevity, and I lose my ever-loving longevity.
He challenges the number one medical podcast, Dr. Peter Attia, on his thoughts on longevity. So there you go.
I don't necessarily need longevity, but I would love schlongevity. That would be amazing.
You're going to be preserved very well if you continue to hang on to that bottle.
Yes. But, hey, I'm all about schlongevity.
Moving right along. We did watch a very good series.
Yes.
Got some medical stuff in it.
I think we're going to do a like entertainment, like what are we watching segment at some point.
Well, let's just throw it out there. You all should check out Lessons in Chemistry. Really good. It's on Netflix, right?
Negative. It's on Apple Plus.
Oh, okay.
You know, I have been impressed with the quality
of Apple
Plus. I just
saw the Netflix bill again on the credit card. I thought it was Netflix. No. Anyway, Lessons in Chemistry. You get some chemistry, very little. You get some cooking, but a really good show. And I'm in a book club, and that is the book of the month. And so now I'm reading the book after watching the show. And the book is different, but it does kind of spoil. I think I would have rather have read the book first.
This is a good comment.
All right.
That's a good comment. I put it up.
Tim was the first OB delivery doctor 19 years ago. You weren't the first OB delivery doctor.
No, for her first child.
Oh, I see what she's saying.
For Erica's first child.
And yes.
I wore a shirt. Don't worry, I do this all the time. Yeah, I did that a lot.
I think you did. Well, that's pretty cool that we have someone that knew you from 19 years ago on our show. Well, thanks, Erica, for tuning in, and I bet you nothing's changed, right? He's just as crazy as ever. I know. The first time I think we worked together, I was like, you act like this at work too, not just at home. No, he's just like this all the time. What you see is what you get.
I have turned the volume down just a tiny bit for my South Florida genteel customer, shall we say.
There you go. All right, coming out on the show tomorrow, the Thursday interview is with Dr. Kelly Victory. She's back on the show. And this episode, we're talking about advocating for yourself in healthcare. And it's a doctor as patient episode as well. We haven't done one of those in a long time. And she shares her medical experience that happened through COVID, where she's at now. I will do a little plug to say that she went through breast cancer therapy, and she actually does talk a little bit about some of the treatment options that she's looked into and has gotten a lot of flack and pushback from, you know, other colleagues and even her physician treating her. And as even a physician looking for alternative sources, you know, it's tough. So we talk about that as well as other things that we've had to deal with the changes and what happened with COVID and standing up for ourselves. So check that one out. She's amazing. She carries the show. Like, we didn't even have to ask any questions.
We've had a few guests where you can literally push record. My nose is red. Yes. That is a sunscreen problem and probably a scotch problem, but that's besides the point.
Back on track.
Here. There's a few guests that we've had where you can literally push record and go do your taxes. Kelly is very smart, incredibly experienced, very passionate about what she believes in, very morally guided, and an excellent communicator. That is a very, very rare combination of character traits. There's lots of smart people. There's lots of very morally, guided folks, but there's very few that can put that all into a package and communicate it. And she is just dynamite. And then the stuff that she talked about when we weren't recording about how she diagnosed her own brain aneurysm when she was skiing.
Isn't that insane?
And I'm just like,
I know.
Holy moly.
I'm still here to talk about it.
We'd have another entire episode just on that. So she is great. Follow her on X. Her posts are very, very good. She is exactly like us in regards to the journey that she traveled. Started with, you know, hey, the CDC is doing everything that they can, blah, blah, blah. And then started to ask questions. And then things got weird and then got completely red-pilled and then became very outspoken with regards to this whole disaster of the last 4 years. Yep. And I want to send a plug for Truth Serum, our letter. If you don't get our weekly missive, go to the very bottom of our website. It's kind of in small print. Click subscribe.
Or they can type in bsfreemd.com/truthserum.
Yes, bsfreemd.com/truthserum. I write an article called The Gift of COVID.
And that will be coming out this week. It's Tim's turn to share. And yeah, really insightful and had me thinking back.
May shares from her heart. I share from my gallbladder.
You're funny. All right. I'm just going to also remind everybody, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, please do.
Abso-frickin-lutely.
Walt Heyer. What a gem. He's on our show. There's like the most amazing story about his transformation, how he's helping people that are struggling with their gender identity issues, how he came through life and struggled up until he was 40. And as a young man decided that he was living a lie and became a woman for 7 years or 8 years in his 40s. And then hit rock bottom again, is what I'm going to say. And now has returned back to his true nature, as he would say. He doesn't like to use terms like detransitioned. He thinks it's all bunk and BS. He said, I basically pulled my head out of my ass and I am a man and I'm happily married and I'm helping all those who are confused. That's an amazing episode. And we are going to have some more of those coming up with some guests. I'm just going to leave it at that for now. But he's been in some amazing documentaries with some other great people, and we have more of them coming on in the future. So please check that one out as well. And I think we pretty much got it covered. We didn't get too many crazy stories tonight, and we didn't get too much medical, but we did have a good time sharing all of our horror stories.
It's still
almost
an hour. It's enough.
That's still enough time to end this show, is what you're saying.
Well, I guess. I mean, you know, I want to stay on point, which I never do.
Oh, my gosh.
Complete and absolute
utter
failure.
Can you all please
failure.
Back me up on this?
Yeah, so I think...
If you all got any other comments before we unplug... Or questions.
Join the contest.
You let can us win. Know. That's what this Docktails with Cocktails is. It's all for you to comment, and we try to answer everybody's comments as best as we can. We see you on Instagram. We can't read the comments on Rumble or YouTube while we're doing the show.
Well, you can. YouTube,
but we can,
you can
see the people that you have joined us.
You can't read if there's an Instagram. If there's a YouTube, it'll pop up.
Yeah. So anyway,
whatever.
Just letting people know. Otherwise, we usually will come back every Wednesday, sometimes Thursdays. And don't forget the contest and how to enter. Other than that, we're glad you're here. We love everybody. We love our fans. We're striving to hit the top 49 or higher. So
I want to get at least top 40 so I can do the Casey Kasem countdown.
There you go.
This weekend. America's Top 40. There's a tune from a new band called Air Supply.
Oh, gosh. Maybe we should just stay right where we're at.
Can you imagine? We're swinging it back all 50 years to 1974 for a band out of Sweden. Married to each other, called ABBA. Spelled the same forward and backward.
It's a
which would be a palindrome.
Lovely. Lovely, yes. Casey.
With their new song, Dancing Queen. Take it away, ABBA.
All right. Take it away and end this.
Yes, like your 14-year-old Labrador, this needs to be put to sleep.
Oh, boy. All right, everybody. See you all next time.
It's no secret that medicine is a bit uptight. That's why Tim and I created BS Free MD, to mix things up a little and have fun in the process. Besides, we are having these exact same discussions all the time, so we thought we might as well invite everyone to the party. If you really like us, you can get plenty more and maybe see one of Tim's cool tattoos on our Instagram or Facebook pages at BS Free MD. See you next time.
Well, we try to keep BS Free MD as raw and real as possible. We can't be held responsible for any medical decisions or discussions had as a result of what you've heard on the show. We know, bummer. But the truth is, we really do care about your questions. So feel free to reach out to us by email at doc@bsfreemd.com.